Geek Radio Daily, Tuesday, April the 22nd for 2008. We like to say around these here parts, all the geek without the wait.
That's absolutely true.
We don't do it. We don't make you wait. No siree, Bob. We're flying at you like a coked up Kool-Aid man through the wall.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby. That there.
What? Coked up Kool-Aid man on Earth Day. That's fantastic.
I don't know. Well, fine. So it's not, so it's like herbal tea then. I don't know.
Okay.
He's up on something. He's all hopped up on wacky juice of some kind or another.
In my tool shed.
That there wearing the long sleeve brown shirt in honor of Earth Day right there. But is it made from nothing but natural fibers?
Absolutely.
That's Billy Flynn.
He's got to keep living, man. L-I-V-I-N.
Oh, my goodness.
That's all you got to do, brother.
Gracious me. Doing my part for Earth Day wearing nothing but an entire outfit. Nobody thought it could be done. Made of styrofoam.
Wow.
That's me. I am the vicar.
Before you know it, you're going to be 40 and you're going to have to pay for these kind of girls.
Oh, my stars and garters. Is that really next year already?
I didn't want to say it.
Ah, crap. All right. Well, I got to start divvy up into the 401k, I guess.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Gotta have it ready. Ain't nothing wrong with that. We're taking money out.
To get girls. Like the environment.
Because I'm 40.
If you just, wear the brown shirt, pretend to be sensitive, it's so
I'm
much
sorry,
easier.
I like hippie chicks.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I like the hemp skirts. I like tattoos. I love just...
Those little apron shirts?
Do that whole... Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
Oh,
that's
man.
Fantastic.
Red hair. Little hemp skirt,
Oh, we're doing a show.
Tattoo or two.
How about that? All right, we should push that button.
Oh, right. Okay,
yes,
to the TV for tonight, kiddies. Here we go. We're getting ourselves back in order. All right. Will Ashley Simpson be lip-syncing, Billy? Yes or no? Yay or nay?
Yes.
What do you think? You're going for yes? She performs tonight. Well, all right. Let's say she'll be there tonight on Dancing with the Stars on ABC. She's going to be, quote-unquote, singing, but we shall see. So you want to find out what's going to happen there? Then there you go, ABC tonight.
Following it, though, you get on Boston Legal. Alan Shore must appeal a case to the Supreme Court.
Ooh.
Fantastic. That gives Denny Crane a chance to talk to the Supreme Court.
Well, that's exciting.
Denny Crane.
That's exciting. They should get, what's her name? Is Ruth Buzzi still alive?
Why not?
She could come. Yeah.
I'm
well, she could come on. She could play Ginsburg. I think that'd be awesome. Ruth Buzzi Ginsburg. I'm ready for it. There's a good chance one of the six finalists on American Idol on Fox tonight might perform Music of the Night.
What?
You know why?
What? Why?
Because Andrew Lloyd Webber is the coach tonight.
Okay.
On American Idol.
Tonight
on
Fox. CW, it's Beauty and the Geek. It's an extra special because the show is over.
Hoorah.
This is just like a bunch of clips from stuff that you haven't seen before.
Okie dokie.
Followed by the episode of Reaper where Steve and Tony try to trap the devil.
No!
Yes.
You ever done that? Don't fear the Reaper, man.
I never do.
Don't fear the run with the devil.
I've stared that bad boy right
down to Georgia.
Square in the eye.
I've seen him.
He was looking for a soda steal.
Hey, was that what he was doing?
Yeah.
Bastard?
Thief.
All right. NBC honoring Chris Farley by having nothing else to show tonight, so they pulled out a repeat of a Saturday Night Live tribute for no reason whatsoever tonight.
Wow.
Yep,
so
that's on
they
NBC.
They couldn't squeeze another Deal or No Deal in there?
Apparently not. The president was busy.
Oh, okay. Tonight on AMC, it's the wonderful 1983 War Games followed by the not-so-wonderful 1976 remake of King Kong.
Would you like to tickle a human girl with your giant finger?
That's
actually
a dirty movie.
It is. He sniffs his finger.
Yeah,
he sniffs his finger.
He does.
Oh, my God.
He does. He goes over to the dinosaur later. You don't see this. It's in the cutscene.
Hey, man, look. Smell my finger, dude.
Cinemax tonight. Andy McDowell. Let's just take a moment.
Andy McDowell. Nice.
Stars in Michael tonight from 1986. John Travolta is an angel.
Of course he is.
He's an angel. I like this movie. Bob Hoskins is in this. It's a sweet little movie. William Hurt. Just trust me. It's hard to describe, but trust the vicar on this. Watch that. Tonight on Cinemax.
Tonight on the History Channel, it's The Universe Tonight. Gravity. Scientists study gravity to see if we're being held down so much as being pushed from above.
We're being held down,
That's
man.
That's what it is, man.
We're being held down. I was going to do a show. I wrote it, actually. It just didn't get accepted. It was called Gravity. Huh.
Yeah.
That was the name of the show that I had. How about Late Tonight? Late Tonight, the Daily Show featuring John Waters on his birthday. He's creepy, but he's still alive. Also, the Late Late Show, Lawrence Fishburne, and Jay Leno has Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Well, tonight, though, on that there are Lifetime Television for women. Tonight, an overweight teen stands up to her pranksters at her high school.
And
tonight,
eats them.
Tonight, Nikki Vonsky and Annie Potts star in Queen Size.
I like Annie Potts. Annie Potts
I don't
is
know
a
that
cutie.
She actually eats. I don't know there's any cannibalism involved.
No?
In this film. Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah, we got to talk to our engineer.
Oh, my stars and garters. What is that? Substandard technical specifications for our show?
So.
That's not acceptable on Geek Radio Daily, sir.
Hells no.
Perhaps on some of these lesser podcasts, but not this one.
You know your names. You're hiding your head in shame right now.
Mailbag.
Listen up. It's time for mail call.
Yeah. David writes in, says, just to let you know, Father Roderick.
Father Roderick.
We had a question about this.
Yes.
Okay? Father Roderick is a Catholic priest who runs the SQPN Catholic Podcast Network.
Okay.
Dominus Omnibus, you be all right. He covers movies and stuff like the Dent thing on his show, The Daily Breakfast.
Ah.
It's David Brewer. Thank you, David.
Okay,
for
thanks, David.
For clarifying that, because we didn't know.
Well, it was also in an email that I believe was written haphazardly.
Drunkenly?
I didn't say that.
Anyway, we zigner. We don't know these things.
No, we don't.
They don't let us out of the cage all that often.
Please, that
just
me.
To put on the gimp mask, and
oh,
we don't like to talk about it.
It's not
from
Saturday.
From Dickie. Hey, Vicar and Flynn. Dickie from the forums and the now sort of defunct Stealth Geek podcast here.
What?
I wondered what was going on with that,
so
that's just not happening anymore? What's up, Chris?
It cannot be defunct. No, it cannot, sir. We have too much fun with that.
What's up with that?
Yeah. Come on.
Oh, you're not actually here. Okay, sorry.
No, he's not.
Did I hear Mr. Flynn ripping on the Forbidden Kingdom? Dude, I gotta say, it's probably one of the best martial arts flicks to come out of Hollywood, at least, in the last year or two. It's absolutely worth the price of admission. It's funny, has a good story, the special effects are neat, and the fight scene's well choreographed. The main character is a bit of a putz at the beginning, but given the premise, which will totally throw you if you all know about the movie is stuff from... Sorry. Which will totally throw you if all you know about the movie is stuff from commercials. There we go. Makes it totally appropriate. Anyway, go watch The Forbidden Kingdom, Billy.
I said I was going to see The Forbidden
all right,
Kingdom.
Well, he
I
wants to make sure you do.
I believe I said was is that it
Sir?
Probably isn't any good, but I would have to see it regardless because of the teaming up of Jet Li and Jackie Chan.
Well, Chris Dickey says you need to go see it.
Well, I'd
so
like
now
to
you
see
know.
It.
Now you got to go see
okay.
it. Look, that's like almost sunshine, dude. Dude, I almost got an arc finished in my
Ain't
yard
no
at this
sunshine
point.
When
and
she's
it's
gone.
Finally got...
And
it's finally got some sunshine out there. That is crazy talk. Biblical rain here in the Mid-Atlantic for the last few days.
Rain
scary.
Down.
Looking up how much a cubit is, you know, in case I need to know it, right? I got the construction stuff out. So
they've got
thank
that on the
goodness.
Internet now, I think.
Thank
believe.
Well, probably so. You can look that up. All right, it's Tuesday, so new DVDs around today. We will talk DVDs. We got your geek news, too. Why? Because we rock out. Geek Radio Daily, Tuesday, April 22nd, 2008.
Here at Newtown Radioactive, we grow our science fiction the old-fashioned way. Whether it's your pseudo-cyberpunk dystopian future...
There are fields, endless fields, where human beings are no longer born. We are grown.
Or dark, mysterious oozes lurking beneath the surface of the Earth.
That is not water.
Black blood of the Earth.
Or our ongoing experiments into alternative fuels.
This is heavy duty, Doc. This is great. Does it run like on regular unleaded gasoline?
Unfortunately, no. It requires something with a little more kick. Plutonium!
You can rest assured that Nuketown uses only the finest speculative fiction and geek ingredients in our homegrown podcasts. Join us every other Monday for speculative fiction and game reviews, geek commentary, and whatever else we decide to ramble on about.
Listen, we found some beryllium on a nearby planet. And we might be able to get there if we reconfigure the solar matrix in parallel for endothermic propulsion. What do you think?
Nuketown Radioactive, because if it's not glowing, it's not good for you. Check us out at www.nuketown.com/podcast.
Geek Radio Daily, Tuesday, April the 22nd of 2008.
Happy
we
Earth Day.
We bad. We bad.
Yeah.
We so bad, we only podcast need a safe word. You know what
oh,
I'm saying?
What? Really?
What? Billy Flynn and the Vicar flying at you again in inappropriate ways here for this almost sunny Tuesday in Central Virginia as we discuss what's out on DVD.
Sir.
What?
Are either one of these any good?
I don't watch movies.
So, no. Billy Flynn, do I need to go out and do I need to watch Cloverfield?
Yes, hell yes you do.
Because I didn't
Hell's
care.
Yes, you
it's
do.
It's a giant monster movie with a shaky cam. Really? That's like late night sci-fi network made for TV movie. You know what I'm saying?
Except it's good.
Is
if it was late night from the sci-fi
really?
Show, no, it is phenomenal. Right. It is a great film. You absolutely should. You should buy it from Best Buy because it's got the only bonus disc feature worthwhile.
I was going to say, I imagine something like that would have a bunch of bonus disc crap on it, doesn't
well,
it?
Well, you see, here's the problem.
Uh-oh.
The
Hit
problem
me.
Is...
Me.
Is that while it does have deleted scenes,
yeah.
and while it does have what it calls two alternate endings,
yeah.
All the really cool stuff that they were putting on the HD DVD
yeah.
is
yeah.
coming to the Blu-ray only.
Oh.
So I don't know what that's going to be, so probably in 6 months from now we're going to have a special edition on regular DVD.
Huh.
So I just don't know what to do because
so
I want
this
movie.
So the double dipping and all that mess is going to be even worse while they sort out this whole...
Yes.
Until everything just goes to Blu-ray.
Until everything goes to digital
this.
Downloads,
I
yes.
I hate that so much.
Yep.
Yep. All right,
but
fine.
It's going to be worth it.
So Cloverfield is apparently out today. So
Score.
Billy Flynn recommends that you go get it.
Highly recommend. Also out today is Charlie Wilson's War. This is the Tom Hanks, Julia Roberts, Philip Seymour Hoffman movie. True story about
now, this was supposed to be good.
Yeah, this is the early 80s. You've got this womanizing U.S. congressman guy who all of a sudden stops the Cold War.
No!
Which, you know, pissed off a lot of people that were making all the money off of the Cold War.
Well, sure, we got the best movies and the best books and stuff out of the Cold War.
We had Invasion USA.
I mean, God, you wouldn't have read October. You wouldn't have any of the James Bond stuff if there hadn't been a Cold War.
That's true. That's absolutely true.
I mean, the best everything.
Way to go, Charlie
came
Kaufman.
Out of that. Yeah,
Charlie
thanks,
Wilson.
Dude.
Charlie
no,
Kaufman's
I wasn't
saying totally
it was supposed to be good. At first, I mean, I had it in my hand, but then I looked and I was like, oh, I thought it said Charlie Murphy's War. And that was going to be
that
funny.
Would have been
and that was going to be funny, yeah.
Darkness.
So I didn't see it. I never saw the thing. My brother-in-law saw it and liked it. So, you know, I had that recommendation.
Oh, good.
So I don't know. Listen, Friday Night Lights fans, I'm actually watching it now. I'm making my way through season one, which I didn't
right.
see.
Right.
You know, I didn't watch it the first time. The Vicaress is a big fan. It's a well-written show. It really is. As I said on the forums, which you guys need to be checking out over there at geekradiodaily.com. Check it out, join it, and then participate. I need to add that because I have a lot of people joining.
Mm-hmm.
And then, hello?
Hello?
You there?
Yeah.
You know, so
we had somebody's
anyway.
Birthday that was mentioned on the forums the other day, and they just weren't around for us to celebrate with them. Sad.
Right. Anyway, Friday Night Lights, Season 2. Is out today. The abbreviated just ended like a week and a half ago, so okay. Season 2 is out on DVD, so if you're a completist, and yes, there is a Season 3 coming, yay.
Wow.
But still, you can already have Season 2 in your pocket today. Don't know if there's any extra stuff on it. I haven't looked it up. It needs to be, because it's going to be a short season.
Right.
But there you go.
What you going to do? Also, Philip Seymour Hoffman's out today in The Savages with Laura Linney, where they're...
I love Laura Linney.
They're brother and sister, and they had an abusive father, and it's supposed to be a completely downer of a film, but that's out today. Also, One Missed Call... If you want your Japanese horror movie
I put
remix.
Laura Linney's picture on the hottie appreciation section over
yes.
at the forums at geekradiodaily.com. The redhead section.
Oh,
that's it.
Redhead
anyway,
section.
There are multiple sections in the hottie appreciation area there on the forums, so I like Laura Linney. Only other thing I saw that I cared a damn about was Laverne and Shirley Season 4. Yay, that's only about halfway through the run, so you're not jumping the shark yet. The thing ran for like 7 seasons or
something
like
that.
So you're about halfway through. So Season 4 Laverne and Shirley was pretty good stuff, y'all. That's
worth
looking
at. Very quickly, the Spanish film The Orphanage, which is one of the creepiest films you'll ever see, is out today. Trailer Park Boys, the movie based on the Canadian TV series,
mm-hmm.
It's completely ridiculous, is out today. And a documentary called The Magic of Malaise. It's about George Malaise, the man who invented special effects. And everything that we have ever seen on film, we owe to that man.
So kind of a weekday is what we're
kind of a weekday, so go get Cloverfield.
Go get Cloverfield. Yeah. All right.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky perspective. Wow, your microphone was escaping
from
you.
I was doing the long... Doppler effect.
Okay.
That's what they call that. Yeah.
All right. During the New York Comic Con, comic book legend Stan Lee surprised a group of more than 600 fans with the news that he is returning to comics full-time as a writer and editor. The 85-year-old Stan Lee says that he's going to be teaming up with Virgin Comics and creating a new superhero book.
Oh.
And hopefully to be much better than Stripperella.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Love you, Stan, but...
I mean, yeah, I was going to say, I'm excited about this in principle. Oh, that's kind of cool, just the concept that Stan the Man's working in comics. But as far as the product, yeah, we'll see. From IGN, kids, Reebok and Microsoft have teamed up to make shoes.
What, huh?
The Answer XI Zunes. It could be 11, but I doubt it. The Answer XI Zunes will be released in a limited edition manner, 60 pair, making it into general circulation. In preparing the product, Reebok gave Allen Iverson's signature kicks a facelift, while Microsoft went to work designing an Allen Iverson 8-gig black Zune. Why gotta be black?
With
special laser-engraved art on the back and Allen Iverson media inside. No details yet on pricing, but Zune Insider has details on the stores in which you can find the Answer XI Zune.
Wow. Okay.
As a Zune man, there you go. Now you know what you gotta find.
With shoes now.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, our good buddies over there at Screen Geeks, Dave and Barry. They were at Starfest. That's what it was called, in Denver this past week. They talked to a lot of folks. They talked to Nana Visitor from, people best know her from Deep Space Nine, in which she announced to them that, yes, she is playing Pamela Voorhees, that would be Jason's mother, in the Friday the 13th remake.
Wow,
there
you go.
That?
Now you know, kids.
It's still going to be a horrible remake, but
IGN also announces Scrubs and 30 Rock airing their final episodes of their post-strike run with NBC, making some adjustments to the Thursday lineup. Scrubs will move from 9:30 to Follow My Name is Earl at 8:30. 30 Rock likewise will move up to that later 9:30 slot following The Office. Don't know what the motivation is with that move, though it's possible The Office is just seen as a stronger lead-in for the beloved 30 Rock. In contrast,
True.
Scrubs has become kind of a dead show walking at this point, finishing up its run on NBC before it's likely
jumped
to another
network. Which is sad, because I caught it last Thursday, and it was quite hysterical. Hysterical.
Oh, there it is.
And quickly, the great Uwe Boll.
We love him.
Well, he says that we love him. Apparently, Uwe Boll contacted the good folks at Blizzard about doing a World of Warcraft film.
Oh, special.
The quote from them, we will not sell the movie rights, not to you, especially not to you.
Wow.
Because it's such a big online game success, maybe a bad movie would destroy that ongoing income.
There you go, Uwe. Sorry, man.
Hurts, dude. Now you'll find another YouTube video of him complaining about how they're all stupid and he's a genius.
Yep. Truth hurts.
What you gonna do?
Uwe.
Boiling my ass.
Whatever. All right. Geek Radio Daily for Tuesday, April 22nd of 08. Thank you so much for joining us. Production of Real Media Radio Networks. Do subscribe to iTunes or your podcatcher of choice. Don't miss GRD Weekly, the hour-long weekend show featuring Billy Flynn, the Vicar, and the Bruce. Geek Radio Daily licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution, non-commercial, no derivative works, 3.0 U.S. license. Join the forums over at geekradiodaily.com or email us at podcast, Billy Flynn, Vicar, or The Bruce at geekradiodaily.com. Got no power for you, got no refugee.